Hey, Remy, this is Dan Nelson with Local Splash. How you doing today, sir?
Hey, Dan. I'm not doing bad. How you doing?
Good. Another day in paradise, brother. Thank God it's Friday, man. Finally made it.
Yep, that's
yes,
true.
Yes, sir. So I got your voicemail. How can I help?
All right, so I just wanted to go over everything again. I think we spoke sometime this week, and you told me it was $2.99 to start?
Yes, sir. Correct.
So, yeah, I just want to go over everything again, and then what else do you need from me besides the $2.99?
So I just have to verify the business info. I know you said you have two addresses, so we got to narrow down which area you want to target your radius from. And then we have to set a client interview, too, so they can go over, like, the website creation, the social media ads, and the keywords,
okay,
too, you know. But before we get into that, I know you wanted to recap on this, so let me just do that. And I'm going to hit the timeline, too, the same time, just so you know exactly what you're getting, okay?
Okay. Yep.
So day one at sign-up, you're going to have access to a client dashboard. That's a tracking and reporting system. We want you to start putting photos, your videos, logo, and any promotions you run. That way we can promote them on all your directories and your website. Okay?
Okay.
Yep. 7 to 10 days from startup, we're going to have your directory submissions done. So you'll be submitted to Google, Bing, Yahoo, Apple, and Meta, which is Facebook and Instagram. And I'm not sure if you remember, but we make you the owner of all those directories. We're just added on as a manager, okay? 7 to 14 days from sign up, we're going to have your website up and live. It is fully customizable, too, which you'll have full access to as well. We're also going to have your Google listing live and fully optimized. And we'll have your social media ads running on Meta. So that's all in 7 to 14 days. Now, for you to start ranking on the first page of Google for all 20 keyword phrases we're targeting you for, some you'll see faster than others, right? But the timeline you get in writing is 45 to 60 days for that to happen.
What do you think
of
that one?
Okay, so, yeah, for you to rank on the first page of Google for all 20 keyword phrases we're targeting you for, which means, like, you know, AC contractor, HVAC near me, yada, 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 right? The timeline you get in writing for that is 45 to 60 days.
Okay, but I'll be getting calls before that, though, right?
Like, yeah, those timelines are to cover our butts. I just got off the phone with a client. He's been with us 15 days, and he's already ranking. You know what I'm saying? And your website and your ads run in that 7 to 14-day mark, and your Google listing is live and fully optimized. So you should be getting traction before then. But for you to rank for all your keywords, what you get in writing is 45 to 60. So you want to give this at least 2 months, basically.
Okay.
Okay. All right. I'm an account lead here. I've been here 7 years. I have the highest retention rate with the company, so I always make sure you guys know the exact timelines of what you're getting, you know?
Yep.
Yeah. All right.
Now, the phone call that I get from these customers, will the phone call come through them directly, or would it come through a system that says, you know, something splash, and then it goes to the customer?
Great question. So it comes to you directly. We do have the option of a call tracking number. It's optional, though. You don't have to use it. With the call tracking number, though, it still goes to your phone, right? So the calls are coming directly to you. The main reason for the call tracking numbers, there's a few. If you have multiple locations, you need a different number. So that's one of the main reasons we offer those. Also, it cuts out, like, robo and spam calls. Right? And you have recordings of all the calls, too. That helps some of my clients that have, like, a secretary or, you know, like a call center or whatever, you know, for training purposes. But it's optional. But regardless, with the call tracking or without, it's coming straight to your phone.
But what I'm saying is that how do I know, like, when it's coming from your company, like from, you know, this company, that I know, oh, okay, well, I just got a call from this company this time?
Great
question.
Like,
you know, from your, from your Smash company.
Yes.
Like, I think I've done 99 calls before, and it would say, when I pick up the phone, it would say 99 calls, and then customer answers.
Correct.
And they're like, oh, it's from 99 calls.
Yeah, if you use the call tracking number, it's going to come through a splash call, and then it has the client's phone number. If you don't use the call tracking number, then you're going to have to go off of Google Analytics that's in your tracking system, so you could see, like, when people, how many times people are calling you from your Google listing. So if you want to know every time if it's from this, you want that tracking number. Yeah.
Okay, is there a certain fee for that? Or
no, it's included. Yeah, it's included. No additional charge. Yes, sir.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah, we have an app, too, that we have you download, right? And the app takes, like, a zero battery. It's amazing. But from the app, if you wanted to, you could even text from your call tracking number if you wanted. And it just has your entire client dashboard in the app as well, you know? So it's a good tool.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. So let me verify the business info. So the way your business is registered, right, the way you want it branded, it's Remedy Cooling and Heating LLC. Is that correct?
No.
Okay.
Remedy Cooling and Heating Inc.
Inc. Okay. See, that's why I asked, man. All right. Remedy Cooling and Heating Inc. And I know you have two addresses. So did you want to use the 449 Ware Street? Or which one?
No. It's we can do. That's fine. 449 West Street is fine.
Okay. Yeah. Perfect. And do you want that address hidden or showing online?
Hidden.
Okay. Perfect. And that address, I want to clarify. You do have access to that address, right? Like, we can pin verify you there.
I don't have access to that address anymore.
Okay. Got it. Is that the address you initially used to create the Google page?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, when I first started, yes.
Okay, that's fine then. That's fine. All right, so let me keep it here.
But if you're sending something to me, it wouldn't be that address. That wouldn't be perfect.
Well, it's already verified, so we don't have to resubmit something there, right?
Okay.
And with, like, being Yahoo and Apple, they don't require, like, a postcard or anything. So we can use that same address and hide it. And I think that'd be in your best interest. That way we don't have to re-pin verify it. It'll just speed the process up for you. Okay?
Gotcha.
All right. Service radius. I know you go pretty far. So the 50-mile radius, will that work for you?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So 50 miles. Perfect. And you're a full-blown HVAC contractor, right? You're doing heating?
Correct.
Okay. Any refrigeration or?
Not really.
Okay, perfect. Let me just leave that off.
I do commercial and residential.
Awesome. All right. Do you have a logo for the business?
I do.
Okay, perfect. And I'm sure you have photos, right? Or videos, too?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I have photos, yeah.
Okay. So once I get you access to your tracking system, which I'll do here shortly, when you get a chance, you're going to want to attach your logo, photos, and videos so we can use that for all the content. Okay?
Okay. Yep.
All right. Now, this, I know you want the call tracking number, but do you want the, you want the calls going to the 617-388-3271 number? Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
Perfect. And for your confirmation emails, do you want those going to the remedyrx2@yahoo.com?
Yes.
Awesome. And just for account purposes, Remy, what's your last name?
C as in Tom, O N as in Nancy, D R E A U.
D R E A U. Got it. Thank you for spelling it too. I put a C as in Charlie, and then I heard the T as in Tom.
Yep.
I got it. And first name, is that R E M Y or how do you spell it?
Yeah, R E M Y.
Okay. Awesome. All right, so next step to this, what I need to do is secure billing info. I'm going to read a voice verification to you outlining our service agreement, that everything's month-to-month here, no contracts. And then I do need to schedule your client interview with your assigned technician. Again, that's where they go through all the fun stuff, keywords, color scheme of the website, social media ads, et cetera. All right. Now, as far as the billing information goes, the card you're going to be using to secure the position with today, is the billing address the 449 Ware Street, or is it your new address? Okay, I thought so. What's the billing address for the card?
67 Frazier, F-R-A-Z-I-E-R.
Got it.
Pasture Road.
Road, got it. Just pull it up. Oh, it's in Totten, too. Okay, awesome. One sec. Here we go. All right, 67 Frazier Pasture Road, Totten, 02780.
Yeah, you said 67, right?
Yeah, 67 Frazier Pasture Road. Okay. Yes, sir.
Yep.
All right. And the name on the card, is it Remy and your last name? Is there a middle initial, too?
Nope, it's Remy and my last name, and it actually has the company name also. So,
perfect.
Actually, no, this card is actually Remy and my last name, yep.
Okay, awesome. And the card you're going to be using, is it a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover? Okay.
Visa.
Ready for that card number when you are.
4117 7060 0480.
Okay.
7305.
Expiration?
827.
All right. And the CVC code?
722.
Perfect. All right. So what I'm doing now is I coded out the card. I'm assigning the package to your technician, processing the payment, and I will read this voice verification to you now. Heads up on the voice verification, it's going to ask you a few questions already asked. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance. To outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and this is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Remedy Cooling and Heating, Inc.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Remy Tondru. I am the owner.
Perfect. And you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the company, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Perfect. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Perfect. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date. That is September 27th, 2024. And the non-refundable discounted amount of $299 for the Platinum package. When the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 27th day in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement anytime by contacting client support to prevent charges for your next month of service. We ask that you contact client support 3 days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Perfect. Now I can stop sounding like a robot, you know? Maybe read that thing verbatim, man.
Yeah.
All right, so next step, we're going to schedule your client interview. We block off a full hour for this appointment. Usually the call takes about 30 to 45 minutes, okay? The soonest time they have is about a little over 30 minutes from now, so at 11 a.m., the latest appointment they have today is 6 p.m., and they have all the slots in between except for the 3 o'clock. So what time would work best for you?
You said 11 a.m. And do I have to give send anything? It's just a conversation, right?
It's just a conversation. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Correct. All the stuff that you have to send, like the pictures, the videos, right, your logo, I'd recommend just kind of do that over the weekend. That way they have the content ready. But this client interview is just so they can narrow, make sure they have the right keywords and all that stuff for you, you know?
Okay. You leaving? Hold on 1 second.
Take your time, brother.
Are you leaving? Are you leaving?
They are going to leave probably in the next 5-10 minutes.
Okay.
All right. Are you coming to
do something? Yeah, I'm coming to do something in here, in the basement.
Oh, okay.
All right, is the basement open?
I don't know. You have to call, though.
I'll call. All right. Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, you're good. I don't want to keep you too long. So what time would work for your client interview today?
So 11, and then what else? Did I say 11?
So they have 11 a.m. The latest is 6 p.m. All the slots in between except for the 3 o'clock. So, you know, they have 11, they have 12, they have 1, 2, 4,
okay,
5,
so,
and 6.
Yeah. Let me do let's do I say, give me a call at 12.
12? Okay. So you're going to get an email calendar invite, okay?
Yep.
1 hour before the appointment, you'll get an email reminder and a text reminder as well. So you'll know okay. The appointment's coming. And the way that works, it's going to come from our 877 number, okay? As long as I'm not on the phone with another client, I'm going to call you first just to introduce you to the technician, okay?
Okay.
If I am on the phone, they'll call on their own to make sure we don't miss the appointment, all right?
Okay.
Now, I know I heard you a second ago. I know you got to call a client or the homeowner, so I want to speed this up. Do you currently have a business Facebook page?
I have a Facebook page.
Okay.
But I need to take ownership of it. My wife had did it for me, but I gotta make her add me as an admin, and I want to do some stuff. So I don't know. Is that something that you guys do, or what is the point of that?
We do, but right now I'm looking at it. Hold on. This might be a different Remedy Heating and Cooling. This is out of Florida, so that's not you.
Nah, it's Remedy Cooling and Heating. Remedy Cooling and Heating.
Right. Remedy Cooling and Heating. I see it right here. So there's no ink on it, right?
No, at that point, I didn't have ink on it, no.
Okay, so this has 21 followers. So if you want, what we could do, we could go ahead and create you a whole new business page, and we'll send you the ownership of that business page, if that's easier on
now,
you.
Now, when you make that business page, is it a basic? Do you see my logo? Do you see it, like... Do you see anything that's, you know?
Yeah, so we're going to put your logo, we'll put your photos and stuff, but I want to be real clear. Okay. On the meta page we create for you, it's not meta management. Like, we're not posting on the Facebook. What we're running are called retargeted ads to attract new clients. So that's why we send you ownership of your business page, because you have to be the one to kind of go on there, and, like, we're not going to message your clients when they message you on there, right? So you need access to it, and you want to do your own post on there, right? We do have a function in our dashboard where you're able to, like, submit posts on there, but we don't do your post on Facebook. We run the retargeted ads for you.
Yeah.
Just to clarify.
My question to you, can I add anything to that page? Like,
anything.
I can add background. I can add background, photos, design.
Correct. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Anything. Now, the only thing I would stay away from is anything, like, political, because Facebook's weird with that. Like, they'll, like, I've had clients tell me they get banned for, like, the dumbest stuff, you know, but, So, you have a personal page, right, for Facebook?
Yes.
Okay, so we're not going to go into your personal page. What I'm going to do is I'm going to send it to the tech team. That way they can send you the ownership request. Like, so you'll basically be able to accept ownership of your business page, and anytime you log into Facebook, you'll be able to toggle from your personal to your business. Okay?
Gotcha.
I think I found you. It's in Providence, Rhode Island, right? Your Facebook page?
It should be, yes.
Okay, let me see. Let me send this to you real quick, just to make sure it's the right one.
Does it show a photo?
It does. It's like you have like a hat on, right? Sunglasses.
That's me.
Okay, awesome, awesome. Like it. Okay, so let me go ahead. Man, that's great. Usually when I search the personal page, I can never find it. So that was quick, man. Usually I have to have you guys send it. So that was awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. Is the business currently licensed and insured?
Yes, it is.
Okay, awesome. Yes and yes. Okay. Last thing, all right, I'm going to do all your notes for your tech, so I'll send that over. I know you, I want to speed this up for you because I know the homeowner call or whatnot. So you're going to have three emails, okay? When you get a chance, I want you to look at those. One is going to be your local splash initial invoice. When you pull that up, it's going to have a blue hyperlink that says, please click here to accept subscription terms.
Yep.
When you click that, that's going to show you everything you're paying for in writing, which is everything I went over with you. The only things not included on there is Google Ads and Google Guaranteed. Those are upgraded platforms. Okay? So after
What's that mean?
Oh, so Google Ads is like, it's pay-per-click, and Google Guaranteed is a pay-per-lead program. So
Okay, so pay-per-click, that's the one that scared me with
Yelp.
With Yelp.
Yeah.
Understand it.
Yeah.
Pay-per-lead is what?
Okay.
I want leads. I want a lot of leads. So what is that about?
Okay, so Google Guaranteed, I'm the main person that sets these accounts up here too. So you're talking to the right person. Mm-hmm. What that is it's a pay-per-qualified lead program. So these leads are only sent to you. You don't share the lead with other companies.
Okay.
And it comes through via phone call. Now, the kicker on the Google Guaranteed program is you only pay for qualified leads. Meaning, when that lead calls you, if you schedule an appointment with them, like if you schedule an estimate, or if you quote them over the phone, those are the only two things considered a qualified lead that you'll be charged for. If it's anything other than that, go ahead.
How do you know if I scheduled or made an appointment or they just said, oh, I just wanted to get a price and that's it?
Great question.
Or I just wanted to get some information. You know how some people call, oh, I just wanted to know if you can help me fix, you know, a refrigerator. Well, I don't fix that. Well,
right.
That was a waste of call.
So here's how it works, okay? Every company that qualifies for the Google Guaranteed program, it's not your phone number that shows there. It's going to be a Google rotating number that forwards to your phone. So it comes through on your phone as LSA lead, which is just another term for Google Guaranteed. That call, throat's killing me, man. I coached a football game last night. I was yelling. That call, right, is recorded by Google Bots. So like an AI, which automatically picks up if it's qualified or unqualified. So if you price them or you schedule an appointment, they're going to charge you. If it's anything other than that, you're automatically not charged. Nothing you have to do on your end. Okay?
All right. So my question to you is, what are these prices looking like?
I'm going to pull those up for you right now.
Okay. Yep.
Give me 1 second here.
So with the system, with the setup that I just set up right now, I get leads, but it's not guaranteed leads. It's not only me leads, but it does give me leads.
You get placement, right? So with the program you're on now you're ranking when people search for your services, okay? With the Google Guaranteed program, that's a lead program. So you have leads coming through, and you're paying per qualified lead that comes through.
So then, hold on, I gotta figure this out. Then you said I get placement. I don't get calls.
Okay. Placement turns into calls, right? So what happens right now is somebody searches HVAC contractor, right? They're not gonna find you. Like, you're nowhere to be found. With this, now you're searchable where they could call you. But the thing with the program you're on now is it doesn't matter if you get 5 calls or 100 calls, you're paying the same amount. With Google Guaranteed, though, what I was trying to like say is you're paying per lead that comes through.
Yeah, I'm right now. I need work.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? So if it's I thought that other one, the one we just signed up for, was leads coming in. I need leads to come in.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
I understand 100% of what you're saying. So if somebody types in HVAC contractor, right, or any of your 20 keywords, right, now you're ranking on Google where they could call you. So that is going to turn into leads, I promise you.
Yeah.
But it's not a pay-per-lead program. So just so I don't want to, like, confuse you, right, it's not the program you're on right now. It's not a lead program, right? But you're going to get leads. Like, you're getting calls from
them,
you know?
Okay.
The Google Guarantee program is specifically a pay-per-lead program. Okay?
Okay.
Yep. Okay. So the cost per qualified lead for the Google Guarantee program, that's at $72 per lead.
Okay. $72 per lead.
Yes. Google does require a minimum budget. This is to guarantee you up to 13 leads. You could always set a higher budget if you like, but the minimum I'm required to go over with you, that is at $936.
So when does that mean? So I just set the budget, but do I pay, like, have to pay that?
Yes, sir. So what happens? Yeah, you do, correct. After you're approved.
Oh.
Yeah, so every
month I would have to pay $900-something up front.
Well, that's the next thing I was going to get into. Your budget rolls over. So to give you an example, let's say you did the minimum budget requirement for 13 leads at $936, right?
Okay, yep.
And you take on 13 qualified leads. You scheduled an appointment or quoted each lead that came through. The next month, you're charged $936 to replenish your lead budget.
Got it.
Now, let's say you take on one qualified lead and you decide to pause your leads for whatever reason, or let's just say you only got one qualified lead that month. The following month, you're not charged $936. You're only charged for that one lead you took on, the $72.
Okay. Got it.
Okay.
Okay. That's something I might be interested in. Let's see how this setup goes first.
We like to see how you do on the Platinum package anyways first, and then we talk about that upgraded option later if you want to increase lead flow. But the package you're on now, it may bring enough leads where you're like, I'm good with that. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. So what I'll do too, I'll send you an email on Google Guaranteed so you have it later. But just to kind of recap those emails, the initial invoice will show you everything you're paying for in writing. You're going to want to – it's going to have you type your name in and hit confirm. When you do that, it will take you to a username and password screen. Okay? That's for your tracking and reporting system. Are you able to do that now or
– Nah.
Okay. So I'll just explain it to you. So once you do it and you get to the username and password – that username and password will be in your welcome to local splash email.
Okay.
Okay. And then there's an action needed, pictures needed for Google verification email. Those pictures are not for what we use on the website or the listings. It's for what's called an advanced verification, which gets you priority placement on Google. So just check all those emails out. And if you have any questions on them, right? When you're in front of me,
where does those pictures land?
Those pictures are submitted directly to Google for what's called an advanced verification.
Okay, but they're not posted at all?
No, because it's going to be a picture of your license, your insurance, your work truck. Yeah, so it's basically to show Google, hey, this is a 100% legitimate company, and they prioritize your placement type of thing.
Okay.
Now, the pictures in your dashboard, those are the pictures we're going to use for your website and all your listings.
Okay.
okay? I know you get a bunch of emails when you sign up, so when you're in front of all this stuff, just give me a call, and I can walk you through it, no problem. Okay?
Okay. Yep.
All right. So, reminder, too, you get that client interview at 12 o'clock today. That's going to come from our 877 number. I'll try to be available to introduce you. Okay?
All right. Yep. Thank you.
All right, brother. You have a great rest of your day. Right. Talk to you soon.
You too. Bye.